651-641-1071. Literally the easiest question we will ask you today on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Same.
Will you be having the chicken, the fish, or the steak? And, you know, if you want to get into preparations, we're here for you. 651-641-1071. Why are we asking this, Bradley?
Well, I was going to ask us what your favorite fish was, and you thought that was too narrow.
Well, I just you know, how many fish are there? Sorry.
What? Well, you have a troubled relationship with fish. We know this.
Wait, well, what?
What is that? Yes, it's
because she thought that dolphin fish.
No, that mahi mahi.
Well, because dolphin fish, aka mahi mahi, was known as dolphin fish. Mm-hmm. She thought mahi mahi, therefore, was actual dolphin.
And then I was really confused because I was trying to figure out then why we needed the tuna to be dolphin safe. If we
why we're asking chicken, fish, or steak.
Oh, I thought you were gonna like point out that I have difficulty with fish because my husband has a shellfish allergy.
Yeah. Well, I mean that too.
Yeah.
But fish, shellfish. But he can eat fish, right?
He can eat fish, yeah.
Just not shell.
Just not the shellfish.
Fish.
Yeah.
Just tragic.
I just find that to be real shellfish of him. Okay. All right. Except for that I like him alive and we're not gonna, you know, chance it.
So to broaden the conversation, chicken, fish, or steak, mm-hmm. I think the answer is always steak.
Not always.
Well, I don't like to generally order chicken on a menu unless it's fried chicken.
Okay, so can I rank these for you?
Sure.
But see, then there's different, like, there. Okay. I'm with you. Like, in general, if I'm at a restaurant, I'm probably going to order a steak if it's on the menu, right? Because usually at restaurants, they can cook it real nice and they make it the right way. And that's exciting for me. And I love steak, right? So then I would go steak, fish, chicken.
Okay.
But I want to, like, put this in front of you. If you are at an experience, like a banquet style experience where they're going to be making a lot of the steaks and you're probably, it's going to be a lot more toward the well than toward the medium where you might like it, then I'm not going to get the steak. Then I'm probably going to get the fish and then the chicken and then the steak. Thank you. Your thoughts?
Thanks for sharing your chicken, fish, or steak hierarchy. I wasn't thinking in terms of like banquets or weddings, but if I'm looking at a menu, I'm definitely going to go for the steak first. Chicken is always going to be low on the list because we eat chicken at home like most days of the week. And fish, usually, unless it's like if it's a shellfish experience, I'm probably more likely to order it. Mm-hmm. I rarely will just order a piece of fish. The only times that I won't get a steak is if we're like at a seafood restaurant. Like, I'm not getting the steak at the seafood restaurant.
Right. You're going to get the seafood because you're at a seafood restaurant.
Yeah. Because that just seems like maybe that's not going to, steak is not going to be their speciality de maison. Right. but again, chicken, rarely do I order chicken on a menu because, again, I eat chicken all the time unless it's fried chicken and then.
All bets are off.
So, yeah, that's my chicken, fish, or steak hierarchy. Holly, do you have a chicken, fish, or steak hierarchy that you would like to share with us?
And may I just remind people, 651-641-1071, you too can take part in this scintillating conversation.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for asking. Really appreciate it this afternoon.
Tomorrow, we're going to be asking your favorite side dish, so stay tuned.
Get ready, okay?
I will think about that. Actually, I think the hierarchy is seafood, steak, chicken.
Ooh.
Seafood, steak, chicken.
Yeah, so fish, steak, chicken.
Fish, steak, chicken.
Sometimes the steak is hard to digest.
Okay.
So it takes a lot of...
What kind of steak are you eating?
Good steak? Like, when you go to a good steakhouse, back when
you're
we were doing that...
It's an intentional act of digestion.
You got to plan ahead for that.
Meat sweats?
Yeah, you got to plan ahead for that.
That's a real phenomenon.
It really is.
Yeah.
I do just want to point out that chicken really is getting... Karate.
Yeah, but, but chicken is so utilitarian.
Make sure you clean your hands. Wash your hands.
But what I really mean is none of us are too excited about ordering chicken.
No, because we all make chicken.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like chicken. It's just chicken.
Yeah, but to Bradley's point, I don't know if he made it, but I'm going to pretend I did.
Okay, feel free. Attribute all whatever you like.
But chicken is a very utilitarian source of protein.
Yeah.
Meaning that it's an everyday honk of meat.
Yeah. Whenever I see, like, you know, roasted chicken breast in, you know, mushroom au
jus.
I don't want that stuff.
No, I don't. I'm curious about the people who order chicken on menus. Because I'm like, it makes me want to sit down next to them and be like, what do you eat at home?
Yeah.
Because we also are a very chicken-forward family. Although I will say, we've had fish the last two nights.
What kind of fish?
Salmon.
Oh, see, we don't eat salmon in my home because I have a person who lives in our home that doesn't like the salmon.
We had salmon, and then we had tilapia, which is generally not something that I like would do a lot of, but we had some tilapia, and so we had to eat the tilapia. Holly, do we finally have a caller who wants to participate in our moment?
Yeah, Mary's going to give us the first and last word.
All right. Hey, Mary, thanks for calling. Chicken, fish, or steak?
Well, I go with fish first because I have not eaten chicken or beef in 14 years.
Oh, wow. You're like a pescatarian.
Correct. I was a full vegetarian, then I went vegan, but of course I needed some iron, so I went back to fish. But the problem with weddings, the food is never that great.
Yeah. Okay. I have a hot tip. I have a hot tip for you, Mary.
Okay.
You should know this, though, having been a vegetarian. Always order the vegetarian option. Do you know
why? Absolutely.
Because they make it fresh for you. And hardly anybody's going for that.
Same thing with airlines.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is why you came to the Colleen and Bradley show, to get hot tips like this.
I know, and I love you guys. So there you go.
Thank you, Mary. Have a great day. All right. Well, that was fun.
I think we decided some stuff.
Well, I think what we decided is chicken has no business.
Poor chicken.
I do feel bad for, like I said,
short end
deal.
Of the stick.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, it's time to have a little Wild and Styles populationship update. Pew pew. After this on My Talk 107.1. We have to check in with some Wild and Styles. This is a new publicationship we're following on the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Ooh.
What's up with Wild and Styles?
Well, you know, last we saw Olivia Wilde. She was shuttling all of her luggage from her home with Jason Sudeikis to her love nest with Harry Styles. But now,
hold on. Modest love nest.
Modest Hollywood Hills love nest.
Yeah.
But now we know what actually was going on. And what actually was going on is that they were headed to London. So she actually was packing up for a trip.
Okay. Because, so it wasn't like, yeah. So it wasn't like she was like, Jason, I'm out of here.
I've had enough of you. Also, he's not there. So he was not at the house. More on that in a moment. And it turns out that Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles, after wrapping their upcoming film, Don't Worry, Darling, which none of us knew about until we found out that these two were shacking up.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Are now in London together. Why? Because they traveled from California to England. That is a country where Harry Styles is from. And
meeting the parents.
It turns out, well, I don't know, because here's the thing. Jason Sudeikis is also based in England now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and he's also working on Ted Lasso there.
Which actually makes me wonder if she went to pick up
the kids.
That's what I was going to say, is to like hang
allegedly,
the
supposedly.
Kids.
Yeah, that she went to London to pick up her kids, Otis and Daisy, which, okay. That's the skinny on that story.
Mm-hmm.
This is not her like, I'm out of here, and now she's moving all her stuff over to Harry Styles' place. They were just going on a trip together.
And they were, you know, sharing a cab to the
Well, I mean, they're together, but who knows what that actually means.
Right.
Clearly.
Right. Okay, so thank you for clearing that up, Bradley. She was not, in fact, moving in by packing two suitcases and rolling them over to his home.
No, according to the source, the primary purpose for that trip is that they both want to reunite with their own loved ones, not that they want to have some, like, dirty dog experience.
Okay. Now, you might wonder, how is Jason Sudeikis doing with all of this, with the two of them parading their love around?
He just must be miserable, because he's doing a TV show in London, and so sad.
Poor Jason Sudeikis.
And also, he was caught unawares. He was blindsided by this love affair between, you know, this May-December romance.
So this was the storyline that they wanted us to believe early on, right? Like, Jason Sudeikis is really hurt by Olivia's, you know, switch to this younger man. And, you know, he really tried to make their relationship work, and he really want. Oh, no, no, that is right. That is not right. He's got a new lady in his life.
Oh, who's this lady?
Her name is Juno Temple.
She's from Alaska.
She is
an actor,
not from Alaska. She is an actress / model. And hold on a second.
You okay? You having some coughing attack?
Some things in my throat. She's a model person, and she's in Ted Lasso with him. And
that's convenient. Yeah. So this is like a publicationship 4G.
Yeah. Okay. So actually, I lied. She's a star of Page 3. What is Page 3?
Sun's Page 3. So I'm assuming that's not the boobies page.
No.
But there's always been this, like, page in the Sun, which is a tabloid. Page 6. I don't remember. No, Page 6 is a tabloid here.
It is. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So she's the boob.
It doesn't exist anymore. I lied. I don't think.
She does play a character on the show. She plays a model, a Page 3 model, by the name of Keely Hazel.
Oh, Page 3 models are still a thing.
Okay, so there you go. So
yeah, so
got
usually
a
Page 3 model is a hot lady that shows up in the tabloids. Because it used to be, who was reading newspapers?
Men.
Yeah,
because ladies don't have time for papers. They're too busy in the kitchen.
And so, like, you'd have these serious stories, and then
some underboob?
Here's some boobs for you. Mm-hmm. No, they had full-on booby.
Ooh, well, she was showing her boobies. Keely Hazel is her name, and that is his new lady. I'm sorry, that is the character played by Juno Temple, who is his new lady. So he's fine. He does not need any, he doesn't need to worry about Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles. He's got a lady in his life, in his bedroom. Do not worry. Thank you.
That's, again, nothing is real and everyone smokes.
No, this is all a thing to try to, like, this is Jason Sudeikis trying to be like, I'm fine. Don't worry about me. I got a lady.
I got a publationship.
Yeah, I got my own publication. It's working for her.
Yeah, but again, it's not that their careers are not going to benefit from them being in headlines, regardless of what the reality is. So the fact that they're getting headlines tells you everything you need to know about what attention they're trying to get.
Can I ask you guys about Ted Lasso? Have either of you watched it? Have you dabbled in it at all?
No, I have a friend who watched it, so I know nothing other than the premise, which was described to me, and it didn't sound appealing.
Okay, so my husband watched the show, and he maintains...
Well, because he loves football, right? Or
footy.
Soccer.
Yep.
Sports.
Yeah, so, but, and that's what I said to him. I was like, oh, you're just watching this because you love soccer. And he was like, I'm telling you, it's such a good show. It has a ton of heart. I really wish you'd watch it. I watched one episode and I was like, I don't want anything to do with this show.
Why not?
It felt like very sport forward, and the character of Ted Lasso was just like very manny, you know, like just very like. There wasn't, to me, at least in the first episode, I wasn't seeing a lot of depth in the character that was making me want to like come back for more.
Yeah.
But my husband says I am so wrong about it and that I need to watch it and that I was
Maybe you
wrong.
Should go finish The Crown.
You know what? I've been meaning to get around to that.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, no, I might someday. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, dumb people doing dumb things, crazy, stupid idiots after this on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Okay.
Well, then. I guess one could say, that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly, over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
Florida. Like a word.
Chicago.
Oh.
My kind of town.
It is. Okay, so here's what happened. A 26-year-old gentleman by the name of Vincent Richardson is accused of posing as a Chicago police sergeant three separate times over the past month.
Okay.
One time he helped with traffic control. Another time he performed a traffic stop and search. And another time, he helped other officers search for the source of gunshots. And as such, he has been charged with three counts of impersonating an officer.
Ooh.
Now, all of that is bad and dumb,
Bad and dumb.
But here's the thing. This is what makes him a crazy, stupid idiot.
Okay.
This is not the first time he has gotten in trouble for posing as a police officer. Nay.
This is like his thing.
The first time he did it, he was 14 years of age. And here's what makes this story even crazier. He was 14 years of age, impersonated an officer, and actually picked up a shift.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
No, this is true.
How do you
So
do
when
that?
He was 14 years old, he... was and by the way, he was in full cop regalia. Like, he has a full blown uniform. They invited him on a ride along. Like, they thought he was an actual cop. Apparently this young man did like a junior officer program. And really has like felt like he understands what it's like to be on both sides of the law, both as a citizen and as a cop. And that's what he tells the cops. And they let him do things. Yeah. So now he's been arrested and charged.
I feel like.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah. Also, oh, wait, sorry, I forgot. Mm-hmm. Three recent times. Over the past month, he was impersonating a cop. The first time he did it when he was 14, oh, yeah, but he's done it two other times, once when he was 19 and once when he was 21.
Well, at least they're stopping him now, because otherwise I feel like he's got a life of
impersonation
ahead of him.
Dude, why don't
you go be a cop?
Maybe put him through the academy and, like, use that. Like, he clearly wants to do it. Anywho.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think of if there's something that somebody could have seen in me when I was that age and said, you know what you should do?
Yeah, why don't you put that to good use?
I worked at a bakery and I was really good at eating, so I was in the right place.
That's true. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, your first job tells you a lot about your talents.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. I was a babysitter.
Well, you like babies.
You got a lot of children.
Would you like my crazy, stupid idiot?
Yes, please. Oh, my gosh, yes.
We need to go to...
Florida.
Florida!
Yay!
And I want to take you to the Walmart at Vero Beach.
Sounds fun.
And a lady was like, I'm going to go to Walmart because I got to get some stuff. You know, they got everything there. And I don't even really know what I need. I got a couple things in the list, but I'll probably end up buying more than I need because, you know, inevitably I take a stroll through the clothing department and maybe I'll get some shorts because I need another pair of shorts. And then, oh, I could do some cheese doodles. You know, like that's what you go to Walmart for, right?
Right, your cheese doodles and your shorts.
Do you need a man who's exposing his wiener to
what?
You?
What? No. No. What aisle do I find that in?
Well, in fact, this woman didn't even make it inside the Walmart in Vero Beach before she reported that there was a man dingling his dangle.
Or dangling his dingle.
At the driver's side window.
Oh my gosh.
In the
no,
parking lot.
No, thank you.
That's not a cheese doodle.
No. That is not what you want to see when you're trying to check your blind spots.
That is correct. And I need to have... Nope, that's not it. Where did it go?
I don't know which one we're looking for.
Yeah, well, he was dingling his dangle.
Oh, yeah, he was...
Well, but was he was dingling his dangle?
Oh, yeah. No, he was dingling his dangle. So she did the next best thing, or the next right thing, I think, rather, is the way to put that. She picked up the phone and called 9-1-1 and said there was a man dingling his dangle in the Walmart parking lot. And when police arrived, they pulled him over.
I mean... Wasn't he already?
Well, he was starting to leave the parking lot.
Oh,
he's like,
okay.
I'm just going to leave here. And they're
he reached
like,
his conclusion and he was like,
they're
time
like,
to go.
Yeah, sir, I need you to stop and I'm going to need you to exit the vehicle. And when Kyle Weiss, age 26, stepped out of his vehicle, there was little doubt as to why he was being sought by police.
Were things still at attention?
According to the police officer, I noticed that he had an obvious protruding from his shorts.
Oh, is she?
Mr. Weiss initially denied exposing himself. And, you know, this is a garden variety situation. We've talked about many exposuritos on our show on the Crazy Stupid Idiot segment, right?
Right.
But it's why he dropped...
Trow.
I guess you could say drop trow. Like he dingled his dangle.
Yeah.
It was the reason for the dingle dangle that earned him crazy, stupid, idiot status.
Because, oh boy, I don't know. I don't even have a good reason. Like, why would you need to dingle your dangle?
Crack a window.
Air it out.
No, oh, maybe that's what it was. He needed to air out his dingle.
He did not need to air it out. In fact, first he claimed that he was at the retailer as a food shopper. He has a business like Uber Eats where he buys food and delivers it to customers.
Okay.
So then they were like, okay, well, tell me more. Does this involve picking up food with your wiener?
Do not accept that delivery.
Dexterity.
That's when he said... okay, I'm lying. You got me. Asked by the sheriff's office how he crossed over from, you know, business to casual. he said, I was just lonely because my girlfriend is in Colorado.
Okay. We need to acquaint him with Zoom.
I mean, yeah, it's called like...
Because he was having a solo experience anyway.
He could have just FaceTimed her.
Right?
Or crotch time. I think
they
have a... After
separate
hours.
App for that.
He was arrested for exposing his sexual organs and was released last night after posting $1,000 bond. I bet his girlfriend is not going to be amused.
Yeah. Okay, Bradley.
What?
Do you think the girlfriend is real?
Oh, good point. That's a good one. I see how you're thinking there with
no,
your noodle.
I'm just saying different noodle. I'm just saying, I think, yeah. Anywho. For our next story, we are going to go to Maine.
Would
you like to come with me to Maine?
I'm very excited.
Thank you. On Valentine's Day, this couple left their home for an overnight trip. What's that like? And when they got home the next day, they realized that their house wasn't exactly how they left it. As it turns out, a 34-year-old guy by the name of Sean Schoonmaker, had been at their home, uninvited. 34-year-old Sean Schoonmaker was from Norway, and he broke into their home. And he could have taken everything, right? Because they weren't there. Like, he could have just made off with whatever.
Take whatever you want.
But he did take one thing. He took he took a candlelit bath.
He took a candlelit bath?
Yeah.
Oh, so he just got in the tub.
Lit some candles, had a nice little romantic evening with himself. He also rearranged a bunch of their stuff, including family photos, and he walked around the room, walked around the house smoking cigarettes in every room.
Did he think he was in the wrong house? Like, maybe he had rented it as an Airbnb?
You know,
or, like,
that's
what's
a
going
really
on?
Good question.
How does a guy from Norway end up in Maine and
in somebody's
taking
house.
A bubble bath in somebody's home?
When they arrived home, the couple who had gone on their little overnight vacation, he was there. And it was about 10 o'clock A to the M, and they saw his car just like parked there in their driveway. And so they called 911, and the cops
so
met
weird.
Him
and
there.
And he didn't give any sort of excuse?
He had been lounging around, making it his place. The woman, by the way, is a psychic medium. And she said, I realized only after the deputies were gone that he had gone through every cupboard, every drawer, and rifled through things. He must have been there a while. Blah, blah, blah. Nobody says why he thought he was there.
Okay, so she was a psychic medium, but she didn't know there was like a weirdo in her house?
Apparently.
Okay.
He has been taken to the Cumberland County Jail. That would be kind of scary, though.
They did get some audio tape released from the prison.
Did they?
It's Verdi Hoor, the Verdi Chicky Cookie. It's Verdi Bird, the Egg Dusher. It's Verdi Hoor.
That's him cooking, I think, actually.
Was he cooking in their home?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, when we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, it is time to play a game. A game we play every day at 2:45 on the Colleen and Bradley Show. It's called The Throwback.
Live!
We'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1.